New border push by President Trump.
Calling for more deportations without judges.
Destructive California wildfire.
This is changing extremely quickly. It's still 0% contained.
Roseanne moved to tears.
I didn't do that. I'm very sorry.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Indeed.com.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. Opening a new battlefront on the southern border, President Trump says it's time the U.S. sends back people who enter the country illegally. Deportation with no court cases, no due process. He says the system now is a mockery. Our CBS News team coverage begins with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
His own Justice Department has called for more immigration judges to be sent to the border to process a growing backlog of cases. But the president tweeted yesterday, when somebody comes in, we must immediately, with no judges or court cases, bring them back from where they came. As he told a crowd in Nevada on Saturday.
The person puts the toe on the land that we have to go to trial. This is crazy what we're doing. I don't want judges. I want Border Patrol. I want ICE. We don't want judges.
Expedited removal is already the policy for recent illegal arrivals close to the border. But critics say the president's tweet suggests he wants to expand that and maybe even eliminate all due process.
Let the children free!
This is Steve Futterman in McAllen, Texas. At many locations, including here, it was a weekend full of protests.
I am here for justice. In this country, no children should suffer.
The pilgrimage of politicians continued yesterday. Senator Elizabeth Warren wants to see some of the detainees.
They're all on concrete floors in cages.
Celebrities are also becoming involved. Actress Evan Rachel Wood came here to take part in a 24-hour fast.
Just the thought of people not knowing where their children are. That seems incredibly unfair.
At the McAllen bus station yesterday, a group of around 50 released detainees were moving on to their next location.
Where are you going now, do you know?
¿A dónde vas ahorita?
California.
California.
They have all dealt with the concrete floors and everything else, but despite that, they all say they are glad to be in the U.S.
Are you scared?
No.
While officials work quickly to reunite families, some are still being separated when a relationship cannot be confirmed. CBS's Maria Villarreal spoke with one of them.
No me dejes con...
Sofia was pleading with her not to leave her alone, not to let her go, not to leave her with the police.
Angelica told us she does not know where her three-year-old granddaughter Sofia is ever since they were separated by immigration officials Friday.
These are papers that say that you are the legal guardian, and they said that these don't matter.
No.
Ruben Garcia is helping Angelica and other separated families.
When this policy was implemented in the beginning, it was implemented without any plan.
Angelica says immigration officials told her it'll be days before she gets any information on Sofia's whereabouts.
Well, now to Northern California, where 2,500 people are out of their homes as a fast-moving wildfire has burned through 7,700 acres. CBS's Mark Strassman is covering.
Fierce winds have pushed the flames through thousands of acres of dry Northern California brush since Saturday.
Still burning actively up in these mountains. It's just a combination of these dry fuels, the steep topography, and now these winds on top of it.
At least 10 homes have burned. Authorities have ordered the evacuations in the nearby community of Spring Valley. Evacuees know the worst might not be over yet.
It's been a very difficult 24 hours not to know if your animals are okay or your house is okay or your neighbors are okay.
Rugged terrain has proved challenging for firefighters.
With costs rising thanks to new tariffs, Harley Davidson says it will shift production of motorcycles it sends to Europe from U.S. factories to others overseas, but the company says it will not raise prices. Protesters took to the streets of Minneapolis yesterday. The day after police shot and killed a black man, authorities say he'd been firing a gun and ran away from officers with the weapon in his hand. In western Pennsylvania, a funeral today for Antoine Rose, the black teenager shot and killed by police last week. Lee Merritt is the attorney for his family.
Anyone could look at this video and say that, you know, that was unnecessary. It's not inconsistent with this officer's training. It's inconsistent with police procedure. It's inconsistent with the bounds of the Constitution.
Armed with sweeping new powers, Turkey's President Erdogan has won a new five-year term in office. The main opposition candidate conceded and said the country has cut off its links with democracy and has transitioning toward a one-man regime. Also overseas, the story of 13,000 migrants left to fend for themselves in Africa's brutally hot Sahara Desert. Live to the foreign desk in CBS's Vicky Barker.
Algeria denies it, but phone footage and multiple survivor accounts say thousands of migrants have been dumped in a no-man's land in the Sahara Desert, 9 miles from the nearest water in neighboring Niger. The International Organization for Migration estimates as many as 30,000 people may have died trying to cross since 2014, and the pace of expulsions is picking up as the EU pressures North African countries to head off migrants hoping to reach Europe. Steve?
An Arizona woman says a Walgreens pharmacist refused to give her a prescription to end her pregnancy. Nicole Arteaga says her doctor told her she was bound for a miscarriage.
I explained to him the doctor prescribed it. The fetus is not developing and there's no heartbeat and there's nothing for left for me to do besides a operation at the hospital or take this medication, and he still said no.
Walgreens does allow pharmacists to cite moral objections. Arteaga filled the prescription the next day at a different Walgreens. Well, Roseanne Barr says she knows she has done wrong and is willing to accept the consequences. Her racist tweet last month led to cancellation of the Roseanne reboot by ABC, and she expressed tearful remorse in a weekend podcast hosted by a rabbi.
I'm not stupid, for God's sake, and I never would have wittingly called any black person a monkey. And if people think that I did that, it just killed me. I didn't do that. I'm very sorry.
Barr says she has lost everything. You can rent just about anything these days. A southern city is renting goats to help save some money.
They work nonstop and don't complain, wanting little more than a pat on the head. They are 50 or so goats rented by the city of Savannah, Georgia, to clear unwanted vegetation on city property, including the cemetery Richard Gerbazi manages.
Comparatively, it would have cost a couple thousand dollars more just to have this done using a contractor or using in-house staff.
The 50 goats can eat up to 500 pounds of vegetation a day, leaving behind a natural fertilizer. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
The manager of the Red Hen restaurant in Swedesboro, New Jersey, says she's gotten hundreds of angry and even threatening calls about White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders being asked to leave on Friday night. Problem is, Sanders was asked to leave an unaffiliated Red Hen restaurant in Lexington, Virginia. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.